This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Be Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Toby Altizer in for JP today. It's time to get out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and welcome our guest from the AP, Stephen Wino. You can follow him on Twitter, at SWino on Twitter. Wino, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. How are you doing?
Doing good, brother.
Can you get us up to speed on the Capitals? And they had the draft over the weekend, I believe, or at the end of last week. Who do they draft, and what can we expect from some of these guys?
You're not going to see most of these players for a few years now. Tomorrow is going to be a much bigger deal for the Capitals. NHL free agency starting, and I think they're going to go big game hunting for at least one big free agent, and if not, a few guys. Lyndon Lakovic is their first-round pick, is a big winger out of the Western Hockey League. It's kind of what the Capitals do. They love drafting kids out of that league. They love drafting big kids, particularly out of that league. And they got Milan Gastrin, a center from Sweden in the second round. They made a trade last week too for Justin Sorda, who's a kid we're actually going to see on the NHL roster next year. They 23 years old in the Florida Panthers organization, couldn't crack the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions, but a guy Chris Patrick and Brian McClellan think is going to be probably a second or third line player. Can essentially a TJ Oshie and Andrew Mangiapane replacement for this team, but it's been a busy few days for them in training for Sorda, making whatever five or six picks in the draft. Probably not tendering Alex Alexiev, a restricted free agent qualifying offer, so he's likely going to go elsewhere, and we'll see what they do in free agency tomorrow.
What'd you make of that trade? It felt like a little bit of a decent price, giving up a second-round pick and a sixth-round pick, but it seems like a guy that could help you out this season.
Yeah, and probably admittedly an overpay from the Capitals because they were not the only team interested in Justin Sorda, and so the competition sort of forced them to make it a second round pick because if they would not have made that deal, someone else would have. And essentially it's trying to buy and trying to get an asset from another team without going into free agency and thinking that rather than leaning on some of the internal options and Ethan Frank, Ivan Miroshenko and others sort of in the system, you're getting a guy with a handful of games of NHL experience who they think fits in well. They did scout him a few years ago when the Panthers drafted him and have liked him all along. Yeah, the asset cost of giving up a second-round pick is not what you want. But when you consider how much money some players who are older and maybe not as productive, maybe not the same upside, are going to get in free agency next year, it's a gamble the Capitals are willing to take.
Is there a position that they need to be trying to get on this team to help them out next year?
Yeah, B. Mitch. I think they need either a winger or a third line center. And this is the good thing about the way the roster is built right now is they've got moving pieces. They got a guy like Connor McMichael who can play center and can play wing. So if you go out and look for someone like Brock Besser in Vancouver as a 6-time 20 goal scorer and somebody who's 28 years old who, when Alex Ovechkin retires, what we think is going to retire a year from now, he turns 40 in September and play his last year out. A guy who feels like he's the immediate replacement to go in that Ovi spot on the power play in the faceoff circle, can play second or third line, either left or right wing as needed. And somebody like that, but also Chris Patrick admitted this, conceded this to us to the other day, that they're going to be looking for some big free agents, but also if they miss out, they have the ability now with some cap space and the salary cap going up $7.5 million, the most it's ever gone up since the cap started existing in 2005, that they have the ability to maybe sign two or three players and sort of spread that money around. Sort of is definitely a replacement for either Taylor Radish or Andrew Mangiapane, but there's room for them to go big game hunting for probably a middle six winger, most likely.
What do you make of Anthony Beauvillier? Do they bring him back?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, because he was a really good fit when they got him at the trade deadline, but the price might not be there. And I think one of the reasons why Capitals went out and got Justin sort of is because Andrew Mangiapane is not going to be back, and because I think Anthony Beauvillier is going to be tough for the Capitals to sort of meet his price. The cap's going up so much that sort of everyone's had to recalibrate what they think players are worth at this point. And if Anthony Beauvillier, based on how well he played in the playoffs, he's that sort of smaller but really fast skating player who sort of fits the modern, what we thought, think the modern NHL is going to look like, that I think Anthony Beauvillier could get a multi-year contract somewhere else, where the Capitals might want to say, we'll do a year or two. And so I think more than likely he hits the open market, but they've continued to talk to Mangiapane, they continue to talk to Anthony Beauvillier. I don't think Lars Eller has a very good chance of being back. We know Taylor Radish is not going to be back, but we've still got a good 23 hours now until the open market, and Chris Patrick continues to talk to those folks' representatives about bringing him back.
Talking with Stephen Wino about the Washington Capitals, he writes for the AP on the Caps. What do you make of some of the young guys coming through the system? Ryan Leonard obviously made his debut last year and played well in his time. Are there some other guys that you think internally could come in and make a big impact for this team if they're not able to maybe swing big, like you're saying, in the free agency market?
Yeah, Andrew Kristol's the guy, a forward, who almost made the roster last year. And it was a real internal debate among the Capitals front office and coaching staff of, do we want to keep him around or do we want to send him back to junior and sort of almost overcook him a little bit and have him develop a little bit more? He's eligible to play in the American Hockey League with the Hershey Bears beginning next year. But to me, he's that first call-up guy. He's someone who I could see making the roster out of training camp if he has as good a camp as he did last year. And then you've got Cole Hudson, who's the Rookie of the Year's brother. Lane Hudson, Montreal, is his younger brother. And Chris Patrick singled him out as a guy who's going to be at development camp this week. Everybody will be able to go watch him skate this week. And same sort of like real smaller defenseman, really good puck mover. He's going to be one of the future faces of this franchise, I think. And I don't think we're going to see him in the NHL next season. I think this is another year at college for Hudson. But he's one of those guys you can see that when John Carlson, some of these older defensemen, sort of cycle out of this team, out of the NHL, that Hudson's going to be a guy to watch for probably a year from now, a little over a year from now. Andrew Kristol's the guy who I think comes to training camp in September and dares Spencer Carberry and the coaching staff to send him to the minors.
So we look, watching the NHL playoffs, and I watch how everybody played, are the Caps, do they need to just get like faster, or do they need to change the way they play? Because you look at the way when they played against Carolina, and then Carolina went and played against
Florida,
and Florida made Carolina look like they were slow, and the way that they were so aggressive. Do the style has to change?
I'm not sure, Brian, if the style needs to change or just. And this is like the NHL is a copycat league. Everyone looks at who won and said, "How do we be that?" And everybody was looking at the Capitals like that in 2018 is, let's get bigger and tougher and all that. And what the Panthers did is they've just built a team so perfectly to be able to play a little bit more of an aggressive sort of forechecking whatever style that it's hard to replicate that. So I don't think the Capitals need to essentially become anything more like the Panthers or like the Hurricanes. They just need more talent. And this is something that, like, when they won in 2018, it was Ovechkin, Nick Backstrom, T.J. Oshie, Evgeny Kuznetsov, John Carlson, all in their prime. I think it's a matter of time. And Brian McClellan did a really good job of setting the table for this, of going and getting a Pierre-Luc Dubois last year, a year from now, as sort of a buy-low candidate. They've got their goalies signed for long-term. Logan Thompson's their guy at that position. I just think they need to sort of – time needs to go by as you sort of grow the prospects you have in the system, whether it's Ryan Leonard, Andrew Kristol, Hudson, these sort of guys – there. And you hope that the draft picks, Tarek Parasek from last year, Lyndon Lakovich this year, sort of grow along the fly, because you can't essentially replicate what the Panthers do. It's too hard to play like that unless you have the exact right mix of guys to do it. But the Capitals are a playoff team. They're a legitimate good team to keep making the playoffs year after year. But, man, it's really hard to play like the Panthers do. It's hard to play the Hurricanes do. We saw that in the second round. The way that they play all season is really hard to do. And the Hurricanes are sort of having the same sort of look in the mirror session now of how do we become the Panthers? How do we get over the hump? The Capitals, I think it's a matter of time as you sort of let these prospects sort of cook and develop.
Who were some of the top guys in free agency that you could see Washington going after? I know I've seen a lot of people on Twitter maybe hoping for Mitch Marner. I think I've seen a lot of people also hoping not for Brad Marchand to end up here. What are some of the targets you think Washington could go after?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, you want Mitch Marner here. Trust me. Like, like just dealing with him, he's one of the best guys in hockey, just to sort of to talk to and all that. But he's a mean, great, he's a little small guy, but like he's a pain in the butt to play against.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're the Capitals or the Maple Leafs or a handful of other contenders in the East, you want a guy like Brad Marchand. A couple of names I've heard. I think there's a better chance I play for the Capitals next year than Mitch Marner. So let's put that to rest. I don't think there's a high chance.
Have you been working on your skating? Is that what
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, my skating needs to improve. Also need to grow like 5 or 6 inches. So that would be great. But I think the couple of names, Brock Besser from Vancouver, I mentioned earlier, I think is a guy that the Capitals would fit perfectly. Connor McMichael becomes your second line center and Besser slots in pretty well, but there's a lot of teams in the league looking for a guy like Brock Besser. Nikolai Ehlers is if you need to fill your Danish quotient by Lars Eller leaving, Danish winger also sort of fits that middle six mold. The cap's going up so much, guys, that like a lot of players are going to get paid and we're going to say this is crazy how much these guys are making. I think the Capitals free agency big year is next year. I think everything that Chris Patrick and Brian McClellan do over the next few days is going to set up them going after a real big fish next year. If Mitch Marner were a free agent a year from now, this would be a legitimate possibility, and I wouldn't be joking or laughing it off. But I think everything they do when Alex Ovechkin money comes off the salary cap next year and another big leap of whatever, $8 million to over $100 million for the first time for the NHL salary cap, they're going to be able to really do something next year. Now it's a matter of, can they do some short-term signings, 2-3 year deals to get the right pieces around and sort of go and set yourself up to have $15-20 million to be able to chase someone a year from now? Mm.
Do you believe that it's the final ride next year for Alex Ovechkin from the little reports we got about the email from Monumental to the interview with his wife out in some Russian outlet? Or are you think this is the final ride for Ovi next year?
Yeah, I do, and not that I don't think an announcement needs to be made. I don't think Alex Ovechkin wants sort of the Marc-Andre Fleury farewell tour where he's going to every city and getting gifts and flowers and all that. But I think it's pretty clear at 40 years old that Alex Ovechkin's role is going to change in terms of he's going to be a power play guy who probably plays a little bit less at even strength and is essentially a specialist as Spencer Carberry tried to do in the playoffs, and sort of after he broke breaking the record last year with Alex Ovechkin, this probably is the last ride. Now, look, with the CBA changing and no fitness testing and no dress code moving forward, does Alex Ovechkin maybe want to come back for another year? Who knows? We could be having the same conversation a year from now. But all signs point to this is the end of his contract. He turns 40. We've all thought he wants to play a season in Russia in the KHL 1 year in front of sort of his family and all those folks before he retires. And then the second he retires, start the clock for the Hall of Fame, because 3 years later he's getting it.
Talking with Stephen Wino of the AP, I want to transition, talk a little football as well. What have you made of this offseason with the Terry McLaurin stuff, and when do you think that ultimately gets done?
Well, I wasn't worried when he didn't show up at mandatory minicamp, and I said this to Brian, to you and JP, yep, when it happened, is I'm not worried when it's May and June. If 3 weeks from now, 3.5 weeks from now, he's not on the field for training camp, then I worry. And this is a guy, we know Terry McLaurin. He's the Media Good Guy Award every single year. He's been incredibly great for us to deal with, and I think for the team to deal with. I think for a lot of the teammates in that locker room, forget about us, he's a very well-respected guy who is a 1,000-yard receiver every single year. Mm-hmm. No, he's quarterback-proof in the way that very few receivers are. And now he's got Jaden Daniels, and now he's got Deebo Samuel, so to take a little bit of pressure off him. But he also wants to get paid like a T. Higgins, like maybe not Jamar Chase and C.D. Lamb, but he wants to get paid like a number one receiver. And so it's starting they're starting to have that, is he getting a little older? Does the team see him differently than he sees him? I'm intrigued by this because you look from a sentimental standpoint and think this guy should play for the Washington Commanders for the rest of his career. Mm-hmm. And then from a very hard standpoint, you're like, well, he's getting close to 30 and those sort of things. And that's sort of the negotiation that I'm sure is going on behind the scenes with Adam Peters and Terry McLaurin's camp, is how do you find the mix of, we want to pay you for what you've done for us already, but also we want you to be productive for the next 3 to 5 years. And we don't want to do a back payment on what you've done for us already. We want you to be a productive receiver for the next 5 years. I think something gets done. I don't super incredibly long-term deal, but something in the 3 to 5 year range to sort of make him happy. He's the perfect guy, right, for to have Jaden, to sort of help Jaden Daniels grow up in the NHL, in the NFL, excuse me, that beyond just making a lot of catches, having a lot of yards, he's the perfect locker room guy to sort of show Jaden Daniels the way and help a young team sort of grow into being a Super Bowl contender. I think ultimately it gets done. I'm a little more worried than I was three weeks ago, but let's check in on day one of training camp, yeah, and let's make sure Terry McLaurin's on the field.
I think he shows the whole team the way.
He does. He does.
Look right? How good he is. He's still same dude he was in the beginning. Calm.
Yeah, cool. He's terrific.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, too, with the way that he conducts himself, even in this sort of standoff of sorts, right, where it's not like he's out in the media complaining and all those things. I think he's a great example for all the young guys on this team. Last one, Swino, talking about the Commanders still. Which one of these second-year guys, with the exception of Jaden and maybe Mikey as well, do you think needs to have a really good season and will have a really good season?
I think Ben Sinnott is the guy, because we know Zach Ertz is back, and he is sort of, as he acknowledged, sort of on the back nine of his career. Ben Sinnott is a guy who didn't have his first touchdown catch, so I think week 6 or 7 there. But he's a big guy. The team obviously spent a high draft pick, a day 2 draft pick, on a highly touted player. And they're going to need him, honestly, with the sort of the turnover at that position. And maybe some of the guys drafted in the previous regime not turning out to be the sort of player, Cole Turner, that maybe the organization thought before that. Ben Sinnott is the guy for me, because this is an offense where you're going to have a little bit of changeover of what the running back position looks like. You're going to have, obviously, Deebo Samuel and ideally Terry McLaurin on the outside. Having that sort of safety valve for Jaden Daniels in this offense, if Zach Ertz drops off, and even when Zach Ertz leaves in a year or whenever he retires, I think Ben Sinnott is the guy more than anybody else that the Commanders are counting on.
Appreciate the time, man. Hopefully you enjoy your holiday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Take care, man.
That's Stephen Wino of the AP, covers the Capitals and the Commanders. I mean, cap stuff, man. So much going on in the sports world with the
it's a new era
drafts
on the way,
and all
bro.
This stuff. Well, and that's what I think the Capitals don't get enough credit for, B. Mitch, is they've done a good job where Ovi's probably done after this upcoming season. I think there's a you know, 90% chance that this is, mm-hmm. if not higher, that this yeah. is his final season. But they're set up to still be good after Ovi, which wasn't the case a couple of years ago. You know, bringing in a Jacob Chychrun and the steps that you've seen with Connor McMichael and Alexi Protas and some of these other guys coming down the line, suddenly you look like if you can spend in free agency and find the Ovi replacement of whoever is going to be that star.
I don't want to be that guy.
I don't know that I want to be that
don't
guy either.
Say whoever it is, please don't say Ovi replacement.
No, well.
Because people are going to start comparing him. And expecting and
the capital star after Ovi. Let's say it that way. The Capitals' big star after Ovi. But yeah, they've set themselves up in a good spot.
Yeah.
Next, I want to talk about Terry McLaurin. We just got a report on the Pat McAfee show from Adam Schefter of him talking about the Terry McLaurin contract. We'll get you that and talk about it next here on B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.